Psalm 4. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have enlarged me when I was in distress. Now, sometimes it feels that life's sort of hemming us in, that we're all sort of hemmed in and we can't move out. And yet he says, when I was in distress, you set me free, you enlarged me. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O you sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after things which are false? Well, all idolatry is really worshipping that which is false, that which is not at all what it promises to be. And although we don't have physical idols, the world around us is full of those kind of promises, promising things that actually are a lie. Promising that if you buy this particular thing, if you live in this house, buy this car, have this career, you will have this fantastic life that will just go on and on. Well, life won't go on and on, and nothing is so fantastic. Because, as Solomon says, the eye is never satisfied with seeing, nor the ear with what it hears. But know that Yahweh has set apart him that is godly for himself. So Yahweh will hear when I call unto him. So God has set us apart. He sees that we are different to this world. And that's why, although we are to be in the world, because we are not to go away and live on an island or live on a monastery, in a monastery or whatever, cut ourselves off from everybody else, all the same, God has set us apart. And we also, therefore, are to respond by being separate or set apart. Stand in awe and do not sin. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. So then, communing with your own heart, self-examination on your own bed, this is what real spirituality looks like. It's what you think about when you're on your own bed, where nobody can see. It's who you are when no one's looking. Many there are who say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your face upon us. You have put gladness in my heart, more than they have, when their corn and their wine are increased. So the joy that people have from their material prosperity, their corn and wine, because in those days your wealth was measured by how big your harvest was. He says, the joy that I have in my heart that God put there is far greater than any joy that you can get from being apparently wealthy or having apparently an increase in your wealth. So again, you see the simple truth that you don't need wealth, you don't need money to be happy. The true gladness comes from God. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for you, Lord, alone makes me dwell in safety.